Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And a great day for Olympians and Paralympians. Here's Oisin Coyle.
Was indeed, Mary. Good morning. As you say, Team Ireland claimed their second medal of the Paris Paralympic Games yesterday. Katie Georgeston-Levy and her pilot Eve McChrystal secured themselves the silver in the B3000m individual pursuit, just falling 2.1 seconds short of Great Britain in the final. It's Katie George's sixth Paralympic medal, an achievement made even more special as it was her last race alongside Eve after a 10-year partnership.
I'm just over the moon. I'm still in shock, to be honest with you. It's very surreal, but yeah, I'm just absolutely delighted. It's just means so much after this year. And yeah, it's been a struggle this year with the challenges with the broken collarbone. It's been really, really tough. And you know, it doesn't get any easier. You know, we've won one medals in the past for us, and we just really have to just keep on stepping up every time. It doesn't get any easier, so it means it even more. You know, every medal is special, but this is probably one of my special ones.
So Linda Kelly is on the road with you, and Eve, who have you been riding with for the last 10 years, decade or so more, yeah. That partnership's now come to an end. Are you going to be a little bit sad?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've been through a lot together, and she's such a, you know, she's high performance in every way, so I will miss her. Strong character, but and, you know, she just gives her all the time, trains incredibly hard, always pushes herself, so it kind of rubs off on you. So yeah, I will miss that. I will miss Eve, you know. It's been a long journey together. We've got so many memories, high and low, together. But we've got like six Paralympic medals together, and you know, six World Championship gold medals together. So, you know, we've got a lot there that we will, a legacy really, and hopefully will inspire many young children and many people out there to get on the bike, and especially children with disabilities and a visual impairment. If anything, you know, just shows you age is a number. We're both in our 40s, but also to inspire children and to, you know, to never give up on your dreams, and to whatever obstacle or hurdle you can overcome it, and you can achieve in many things, and just to never give up.
What an inspiration. Katie Georgeston-Levy there speaking to Darren Frehill. Elsewhere in the velodrome, Josephine Healian narrowly missed out on the medal races as the Offaly native and pilot Linda Kelly set the fifth fastest time overall in 3 minutes 27.425 seconds, setting a new PB in the process. And it wasn't to be for Martin Gordon and his pilot Owen Mullen after they finished fifth in the final of the B1000m time trial. And on the water, rowers Katie O'Brien and Tiernan O'Donnell finished second in their B final, and that was on the PR2 mixed double sculls. Meanwhile, over 8,000 people turned out in Skibbereen in West Cork to welcome home the town's Olympic heroes and local rowers yesterday. Gold medalists Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy, alongside fellow Olympians Aoife Casey and Emily Hegarty, took part in the open top bus parade.
It is nice to think that we are role models for younger girls coming up, and just like to know that the Olympics and all of that isn't completely out of reach, that, you know, I think we've kind of proved that like everything is possible, really.
Yeah, no, completely. Like, me and Emily were here supporting the lads in 2016, and we were rowing away, loving doing the sport that we love, that it's in everyone's reach, and that everyone find the sport you love and just keep at it, and one day you could be here on top of a bus.
Don't think Jane special, really, just yeah, a lot of hard work and dedication, and taking a bit of enjoyment in what you do as well kind of helps you put in the long hours and stuff.
I think I'm looking forward to kind of getting back into shape now, because you feel great when you're fit and training and in a routine. So
back into shape.
Yeah,
you out of shape.
Oh yeah, I'm wildly out of shape at the moment.
Brilliant stuff. Theresa Mannion there speaking to Skibbereen's Olympic heroes. Now on to soccer, and Shamrock Rovers missed the chance to put pressure on the top four in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division yesterday. Stephen Bradley's side conceded in the 84th minute to lose out 2-1 to Bohemians, and it leaves the defending champions 13 points off table topper Shelburne. Elsewhere, St Pat's are now just 4 points behind Rovers in sixth after a 4-1 win over 10-man Drogheda. And Liverpool continue their 100% start to the Premier League season with a 3-0 win at rivals Manchester United. Mo Salah was on the score sheet, and there's been a lot of talk around his future at Anfield, with the Egyptian out of contract at the end of the season.
Honestly, I had a good summer. I had a long time to just to stay with myself and try to think positive, because as you know, this is my last year in the club. I just want to enjoy it, and just I don't want to think about it, but just like I feel I'm free to play football, and we'll see what's going to happen next year.
And Newcastle remain unbeaten thanks to a 2-1 win against Tottenham at St James's Park. Chelsea alongside Tottenham on 4 points after being held to a 1-1 draw against Crystal Palace. And in Scotland, Celtic continue their recent dominance over Rangers. That was with a 3-0 win in the Old Firm Derby yesterday. In golf, Annabelle Dimock was crowned the winner of the KPMG Women's Irish Open after a playoff. She bested Pauline Roussin-Bouchard on the extra hole after both finished on 19 under par. Leona Maguire finished best of the Irish. Her 5-under round of 68 saw her finish on 10 under par for the week in a tie for 15th. 18-year-old Dubliner Anna Abom finished on 8 over. And on the PGA Tour, Scotty Scheffler on 30 under won the Tour Championship in Georgia, and with it the $25 million first prize for the FedEx Cup. Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy were tied for 9th on 16 under par with Hideki Matsuyama. And finally in tennis, Coco Gauff lost her US Open women's singles title overnight. She was beaten in the 4th round in 3 sets by fellow American Emma Navarro in New York.